This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now time for us to have our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into the News Talk Review, the Talk Radio Review with luminaries such. We have a regular cast that kind of alternates here and there. We have Jennifer Horn with us, who's from the DJV program and also does mornings in L.A. on KRLA, the morning answer. So she's going to add her 2.5 to 3 cents worth of information and thoughts on what's going
on. Maybe even four if you're lucky.
Some of these stories on the talkers list for the week of October 7th to the 11th. Talkers Magazine creates this list every week, which we use as the overview for our conversation here, so you know what's been going on around the country if you're following the format. Carefully, you know what's going on pretty much anyway, but we put it in order from number 10 to number 1. Also joining us is Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company and Rick Jensen, WDEL, in Wilmington, Delaware. So we'll start at the top because Jennifer has limited time. I noted that the president... As we, you know, the presidential election's number 2, the stories about Trump and impeachment number 1 again this week. So the president was not reserved when he was at that Minneapolis rally this week talking about the various people who are not necessarily his allies. Jennifer, how's that for being positive?
It's being positive. Actually, okay, so as a Trump supporter here at the table, I would say it was one of his best rallies that he's done in a long time. I know for people who are not Trump supporters, it probably
the weather was certainly
crawl.
Not on his side. It was awful.
Well, the weather wasn't. And the story that's not getting a ton of media coverage are the protests that happened outside the rally. There were groups of people that showed up. Antifa was there, and they were throwing...
Antifa?
Antifa is a group of far, far left socialists, essentially, that show up to these rallies in black masks. You'll see them. They dress up in black, and they...
So supporters of Omar.
I don't even know if it's fair to say that. Yeah, okay. No, they're just...
I don't know who they are. That's why I was going to ask
they're
the question.
Really...
Never heard of them before.
Far left
socialists. They're disruptors.
They are.
They're disruptors, effectively.
And they showed up throwing urine at people.
Hold on,
they were calling cops.
Victoria, you don't think Omar is a disruptor?
I think she's a member of Congress.
She's a disruptor, though. You don't think she's,
she's a member of Congress.
I understand that. But
the
she's
same
also
thing could be said
a disruptive
about
member of Congress. Well, yeah, you absolutely could say
about
that
about president.
Trump. Yeah, but we're not talking about the president. We're talking about Omar. The president
no, but I think she represents her district, and she kept quiet. She didn't tweet back at Trump. She just stayed quiet.
Yeah. She should have spoken out against the protests, but a lot of times you'll find people like Omar who are on the progressive side of the Democrat Party that will give a little bit of safe space, safe haven for Antifa. These are not protests that are peacefully done. They're protests that are based in violence and intimidation.
A lot of anger.
And
there
so
were protests on both sides, I think we should say.
Right, but the ones that... protests are not the problem. It's protests where people are ripping hats off of people's heads, burning them, throwing urine at them. Those are the people that are in Antifa that are violent and it should be dealt with seriously. And they really should be... in my mind, they should be called a terrorist group because that's what they are. But
I have never... This is educational because I've never heard of them before.
They're being ripped off both sides, according to the report.
That doesn't make it right.
No, I'm just saying, but the hats were being ripped off both sides. Both supporters from both sides were ripping hats off.
In any case, Antifa means anti-fascist, which is not necessarily...
Ironic.
Yeah, it's very... It's based in irony. That's right.
All right. So we have that situation with the president. I suppose we can, in terms of the impeachment inquiry, take a minute for Rudy Giuliani and maybe a moment of silence for his friends.
Can we just enjoy the moment that he has two henchmen called Lev and Igor?
I know. The names are fantastic.
Because it's just wonderful.
Yes, I would say that was worth at least a moment or two. Yes, Lev and Igor, please stand up and take a bow. Congratulations. All right. So anyway, other than that, Giuliani and his cronies, and Trump and his cronies, and all these. I just look at all of these names. It's becoming a blur for me, anyway. What about the rest? Because I don't enjoy this kind of talk. This is not my brand of talk. Most people who know me and listen to what I do on the radio, this is not my cup of tea. I don't like arguing and yelling and screaming and hooting and hollering and pointing fingers. However, I think it, in circumstances where I was just mentioning what was going on with at the rally, I think that Omar is needs to be called out. I think some of these other people need to be called out. It's kind of like the time on the other side when the Republicans are always talking about family values, and most of the people that get caught with their pants down with people that they ought not to be with are Republicans. It's a, you know, it's the same. It's an equal opportunity. It's just the
there's a reason people go into Congress worth about $10,000 and leave worth $14 million. There's a reason for that.
Thank
it's because
you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, follow
Peter
the
Schweitzer wrote Peter Schweitzer wrote a great book about that, and how these people in Congress, even Elaine Chao's father, making millions of dollars off China, and you notice that her husband, Mitch McConnell, all of a sudden softens his view on China. It is not unlike what happened with Hunter and Joe Biden. Not that Hunter did anything illegal, but it's just unseemly. And I think that's the problem right there.
Ivanka Trump's not doing badly either.
It's all optics. Whatever, and Trump is doing
it. It's very sad. I mean, the people who are actually doing the work are people who are not in politics, who are just quietly doing the work. We don't know their names.
Yeah. Well, that's true with the whistleblower, anyway. What is the latest on the whistleblower? You want to give us 60 seconds on that, Jennifer?
Did some consulting with Joe Biden. We now know that the prominent Democrat candidate that the whistleblower had access to, it's being reported, is Joe Biden. So that makes it easier to even more easy, I think, to poke holes in the story of the whistleblower who is now offering to testify in writing to Congress. I'm sure the Democrats would eat up that idea because the lawyer that was given to him by Adam Schiff, former Clinton-tied lawyer, will help him draft all of his answers so that the Republicans will have no way to push back or ask any questions. So most likely the whistleblower will probably testify at some point, but will do it in writing, which
big waste
is part of the process. It's not very fair.
No.
There is more than one whistleblower. The second whistleblower has firsthand knowledge. And I don't know which lawyer you're referring to exactly.
Mark Zayed.
I know Mark Zayed well. He's a man of utmost integrity. He's represented whistleblowers across the board from all sides of the spectrum. And anybody can access Mark Zayed. You could access Mark Zayed if you wish to blow the whistle on any of your employers. So knowing Mark Zayed, I won't accept any smears against Mark
Zayed. I'm not trying to smear the lawyer. I'm saying that Adam Schiff referred, the whistleblower went to Adam Schiff first, Victoria, and that's the problem. The whistleblower,
the way you said it, there was an implication. And
well, he
I'm
is
not
tied to Hillary
it.
Clinton. And,
I'm not accepting that there is anything that can be said against Mark Zayed that he has connections with somebody and that therefore the implication is that that might affect his work. Mark Zayed is an independent lawyer who represents whistleblowers. That's what he does. He'll represent you.
Good. Okay. Well, then I'll give him a phone call when I need to blow the whistle. But in the meantime, to suggest that this is anything but politics is pretty laughable.
Right. Victoria That's Jones, true. Jennifer Horn, Rick Jensen on the Talk Radio Review, 15 past the hour. Now that you have helped people listening to this program and others that I am involved in, you've helped build MyPillow into the absolutely fabulous, amazing company that it is today. So, Mike Lindell, who is the chief at MyPillow, wants you to have something that will help you that you don't have to pay for. It's BOGO time. You all know what BOGO time is? Sounds like something you do only on Friday night. You can get deep discounts. All my AllPillow products, go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener specials. Take advantage of the BOGO offer. BOGO means buy one, get one. All right, you pay for one, you get two. Any MyPillow, any one of the MyPillows, you can buy the first one, and the second one comes to you without cost. Deep discounts also on other MyPillow products, the mattresses, the toppers, the sheets, so much more. Go to MyPillow.com. You get the 60-day money-back guarantee on everything that you've got. MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Special tab that's there on the website and get the discounts using the promo code DJV. Great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. I've been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
1797. All right, let's get to number five this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine Talk Radio Review with Rick and Victoria. Doug, the focus on PG&E, the blackouts in California. This is a damnable.
Whoa, it is.
It's true.
Well, no, Doug, a listener of mine called the show the other day and said they were so angry at ABC News because they left out a really salient point, and that is that PG&E reportedly, I don't think it's been proven yet, though, cutting out people's power, not just for safety, but to avoid hundreds of millions of dollars of these unsightly lawsuits. It's cheaper to shut out people's power than to pay the lawyers and hundreds of millions of bucks of lawsuits.
They shut the power off, though.
I know.
About that.
Well, the guy did make a suggestion. He says, why don't they just dig holes where the high power transmission lines are outside of the neighborhoods and just bury those like that? And I thought, you know, I
should be underground. Right. Underground.
I
said that when I first came to this country as an immigrant 500 years ago. Why aren't the lines underground?
Right.
I have two-word answer for that. You ready?
Yeah.
Gopher Haggis.
Well, the environmentalists don't want to disrupt right, some of this stuff. There are 275 wildfires that are burning this weekend in California. The gusty winds, the sandalwood fire was caused by somebody burning trash, a moron behind his house burning trash. That's what started the sandalwood fire. Now there are hundreds of others. It's craziness. It is. 21 after the hour also here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our focus on what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. The reason you're listening, I'm expecting, is because you are a fan of the format. And so we have with us outstanding talk radio folks like Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. What do we make of the Matt Lauer allegations? This is number six this week, by the way, on the countdown. The Matt Lauer, the continuing. It doesn't sound like this is new, because he had relations with this woman in other circumstances. She's the reason that he's gone. So how is
she
this?
She is
just
the reason that he's gone. Well, I'll tell you why. There's some very interesting things here. First of all, Catch and Kill. There's only one chapter, apparently, in this book about Matt Lauer. The most of the book is about NBC News executives and about the which has got them scrambling.
Who wrote the book? I've forgotten who wrote the book.
Ronan Farrow, the investigative journalist.
Oh, the guy who started all of this. Right. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Very, very good. Most of the book is about NBC News execs and about how they enabled and basically maybe covered this up to some extent. And there was an explosive phone call with the chief NBC News exec this week and with NBC journalists, including people like NBC's justice correspondent, people like that, in which they got to ask him questions. Of course, the call was leaked to the media afterwards. But fascinating questions. And the NBC top NBC news exec was not frank and not forthcoming. Well, you've got real journalists there, and they asked follow-ups, and they were really tough on him, and they are furious. There is fury that NBC may have enabled and covered up for Matt Lauer. So it's not just about Matt Lauer allegedly raping this woman and then Matt Lauer coming back and saying, oh, well, we had a relationship, which she says, no, we didn't. Yes, there were several further incidents, but I was terrified for my job, and I dreaded them, and I felt deep shame afterwards. What he's saying is a complete lie, and more of his victims have come out and said, this is exactly how he does it. This is exactly how he tries to manipulate situations.
So
this man is filth. Yes, he's a predator.
Yeah. And yet he has that nice, pleasant, all-American look. to him and smiles at all of the people that are working with him. I thought the way, I saw some video of the way that Hoda and what's the other lady's name who's on the Today Show with her? Shannon, Susan?
Yeah,
Savannah.
They were saying that they were so surprised to see this other door open of Matt Lauer. And Matt Lauer reportedly was at a restaurant, some expensive place in New York. Reporter caught this exchange between him and some women at a table. He said, "Oh, don't worry, I'll be back on TV soon. This will all blow over." Yeah, I don't think
How
so.
How long ago was that?
A few months ago. Yeah, I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
But this is the kind of hubris you get from someone like this, you see.
Exactly. I would equate it to a point, although it's not, it isn't the same story, the reasons for it, but Colin Kaepernick, I think, who, there are a lot of people who think he should just, why doesn't the NFL just get a team to put him on and see if he really can play, and then that puts an end to all of the other stuff that surrounds him. With rumors, innuendo, suggestion, can he play? No, can't play. He's only trying to do this to make money, make noise, blah, blah, blah. But he still is blacklisted by the NFL. So I'm using that as an example because Lauer will be blacklisted, and appropriately so. This is he maybe one of the worst in the season, the Weinstein category, it would seem. Isn't he? That, I mean, it's almost that
yes,
bad.
And the book alleges that they also tried, they also went to sort of cover up the Weinstein and block that.
All right, when we continue on the Talk Radio Review, why can't we all just be friends? It's 28 past the hour.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration and China declared a temporary truce in their 15-month trade war. Yet the grievances that led them to impose tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's goods continue to remain unresolved. The administration agreed to suspend a tariff hike of $250 billion worth of Chinese imports that was set to take effect on Tuesday, and China agreed to buy up to $50 billion in United States farm products. The lights were back on for many of the nearly 2 million Northern California residents who lost electricity in an effort to prevent wildfires. The first death linked to the outages was reported today, a man who relied on oxygen. The threat of more widespread outages loom in Southern California after the winds moved to the Los Angeles area, where a wildfire fueled by strong Santa Ana winds prompted officials to order the evacuation of over 100,000 people from their homes in the foothills of the San Fernando Valley. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to continue our overview of the charts created by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week at this time, we have several folks who are prominent in the talk radio world come together to talk about the stories and the people that are on the list. As we have time, Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington. Time of day, you're on middays, as I recall, on WDEL.
Noon to four.
Okay.
It's a long shift, man.
Oh, baloney. It's not a long shift.
It beats digging ditches for 6 hours. I've done that way in the past. This is easier. Thank you.
Shoveling manure on my farm, all of the good stuff. Victoria Jones, who's actually seen my farm, Rick, you haven't done that, but you come along. You can help me shovel.
I'll stay here anywhere. Thank you.
From the DC radio company. All right. So, and by the way, I'm Doug Steffen. For those who don't know this voice, the voice of reason, here I am, yes. And when I look at number 7 this week on the talkers list, the whole foolish outcry of Ellen DeGeneres supporters who can't believe she sat next to George Bush at a football game. Get a life. Will you, for God's sakes, get a life? If that's the most important thing in your life, and it just so underscores the intolerance in our society when people think that someone who's a gay woman can't like George Bush because when he was president he may have done something that wasn't good for gays. Get a life! And by the way, he was president 20 years ago. Anyway, go ahead.
Has anyone noticed that there was no outrage against Bush for hanging out with Ellen DeGeneres?
No.
And I know it gets kind of ugly because that's the laugh line, but on the other side, this is a woman who's been accused of physically and mentally abusing her wife, Portia de Rossi, and I suppose if you really wanted to be a hater out there, you could bring that up. I just noticed that there was none of that.
Who accused her of that?
Portia did. And it's been in and out of
right?
the...
been married.
I think so. Rumors, but yeah, they are. Yeah.
But, you know, I followed this story very closely all week on BuzzFeed, which I read to do the quizzes before I go to sleep at night, and find out my archetype and what animal spirit animal I was in a past life, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I wasn't actually. I was usually a
gopher?
Tiger. Things like that. Well,
wow.
I've been a phoenix. Anyway. What was most people were angry with her for hanging out with what they termed a war criminal, and which was very interesting. And most of these people were not, you know, were barely born around the time of the Gulf War. And what I found interesting was, I was reading a lot of the tweets in the stories. None of them were mentioning Rummy and Cheney, and I'm thinking, you know, really, the architects of the Iraq War were Rummy and Cheney.
That's
far
true.
More than
yep.
Bush. If
Bush
you want
just
to
a deer in the headlights.
Blade.
Yeah, right.
Right. So I found that fascinating. I thought that her, her monologue, her bit was very well done. I think she made a really good point about being friends with people. Then she was attacked for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ridiculous. This country has a real problem. With its soul and its psyche, it really does. When you get into that kind of nonsense, get a life. And it also shows you how destructive, we have other examples every week of how destructive the social media is. It really is very destructive.
Hey, Doug, to your point, if I may, here in Delaware, we have a Democratic Senator, Chris Coons, who is disparaged and vilified by the left, the far left here in Delaware, because he has the outrageous audacity to work with Republicans. He goes across the aisle for goodness sake, and works with Republicans on creating bills that help small businesses throughout the nation. Outrage. He must be canceled.
He's a good guy.
Bite it.
He's
all
a
right,
good
let's
guy.
Keep
he's
moving.
Does a good job.
Speaking, this week was Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah was last week as the highest of holy days in the Jewish calendar began and then ended with Yom Kippur. And with the end of Yom Kippur came a shootout at a German synagogue. Again, back to hatred, vitriol, Germany and its roots with the skinheads and Hitler youth and all the other horrors that you can imagine. That coming back to the surface once again, I guess it, in a sense, comes out of the same wheelhouse as the Ellen George Bush thing. Intolerance, not interested in understanding what the rest of the world is all about. I'm right, you're wrong, and don't tell me anything differently because I won't believe you anyway. So here we have another shooting. And
I think don't you think this is worse though? This takes it to the nth
timing
degree.
And of it.
Yeah, this was that's disgusting. It was really disgusting. And here we had again the live streaming.
Yeah,
and about 2,000 people watched it. Yeah. And Victoria, you probably know better than the rest of us how anti-Semitism is reportedly growing in Europe, and Germany, paradoxically, is considered to be very, very friendly to Jews outside of this this one murderous hater. It only a locked door prevented this murderer from killing more of the 51 people observing Yom Kippur, limiting the death toll. But still, Germany, I found that quite surprising. Victoria, maybe you didn't?
Well, the only thing that I found slightly less surprising was that it was in East Germany. And I could be wrong about this, but I think that in East Germany, it has been a little more difficult to counter some of the latent anti-Semitism which festered after the Second World War than in West Germany.
Well, there's the business about how the Polish people react, even Lithuania. You go to those areas, and it's not highly reported because not a lot of news media in these areas, although there's more in Poland now. But certainly, how many people do you know go to Latvia, Lithuania, some of those eastern countries that were part of the old Soviet Union, where the kind of prejudice we're talking about is rampant, was and still is.
There's been less time for combating it, you know, in East Germany since the fall of the wall, and in some of these other countries since they've broken with the Soviet Union.
Speaking of what you know well, Victoria, I mean, this is not in the top ten, but it's outside of it. Close, I would think it would have vied for, with some of these other controversies, it would have been vying for a position. Boris Johnson, Brexit, the Queen sort of capitulates because she doesn't have a choice. And so now Parliament is once again on recess. And what happens, because we talk about some of these things, the split between the Irish and, I was thinking about how England, what used to be England is now the United Kingdom, with all the wars that brought the Welsh in, the Scottish in, I guess the Irish too, in a manner of speaking. But, you know, you wonder if this, how it gets to the point, how it gets this far, any of these things, whether it's the racial prejudice we're talking about, or whether it's the lack of understanding what will really happen to the United Kingdom if Brexit is followed up, it's followed through, or takes place. What's the latest there from your perspective?
Well, I think sometimes it's like, you know, you put yourself in cold water and you slowly turn the heat up and you just genuinely don't believe that it's ever going to boil. And I think
especially
that's
if it's got ice cubes in the water.
Yeah, and I think that's happened, and nobody really believes that any of this could happen, or that Britain could break up, and actually it could break up. This actually could happen, but at the moment there is some kind of new Brexit deal on the cards. Now, whether this could actually happen by Halloween, who knows? And in fact, Halloween's not the real deadline. The real deadline is October the 19th, because by that date, Boris Johnson has to get a deal, or he has to, because there's a law that says if he hasn't got a deal, he has to request an extension from the European Union. Now, so he's actually got, you know, a week. So we'll see if he can. And he said totally contradictory things. Surprise. He has said, yes, I'll seek an extension. I'll abide by the law. But we're going to be out by the 31st, and I'd rather die in a ditch than not be out by the 31st. So this is going to be very interesting to see if Boris Johnson's going to die in a ditch.
Interesting visualization. 43 at the hour, the Talk Radio Review. There is a real need in our country, as I wash my mouth out with soap, but we're getting closer and closer to the holidays. Halloween will mean we overeat, lots of sweets and candy, put on some weight. It isn't just your children, it's you. You know it, and I know it. And then we get into Thanksgiving, and we go into the Christmas party season, we go into Christmas and New Year's, and on it goes. And so, don't you think a real good defense is an offense? Let's start now. For those of you who know you're going to have to lose weight, let's start now by getting on the Calotren program, Calotren. The program is pretty simple, and it always works. If you stick to the program and you take it consistently, you will win when it comes to the weight loss game, the war against your fat. Calotren, the healthiest of all the weight loss products around. It is all natural. There's no stimulants in it. Nothing bad. It's all good. And mostly the main ingredient being what it is, and that's collagen, your body's natural way. It's the protein that 30% of your body is made from. It helps shed pounds with Calotren. Go to Calotren, Calotren, Calotren.com, if you please, and take advantage of their big sale. Right now, there are fabulous ways of saving money. Free shipping as well when you use the DJV code. So go to Calotren.com. You can follow them on Facebook, too. There's some good stories of people's weight loss progress. Facebook.com/Calotren or Calotren.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. The story list this week from Talkers Magazine includes the following. At number 10, the coverage, the interest in all the bad weather, the severe weather out in the upper Midwest, and also the movie The Joker, very controversial. Number 9, gun control conversation, health care, immigration reform all put together. At number 8, the shooting at that German synagogue. Number 7, Ellen DeGeneres and George Bush. Wow. Number 6, the Matt Lauer rape allegation that's included in the book Catch and Kill. Number 5, the PG&E blackout situation in Northern California. They are number 4. China and the U.S. Number three, the invasion by the Turks into northeastern Syria. Number two is continuing focus on all the presidential, a few Republicans in there, national round, but mostly it's Democrats. Presidential election number two, and the impeachment inquiry, what the connection is to the Ukraine, to Ukraine. That's the list from Talkers.com on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
It's much, much better now because I can go outside, rake the leaves from the trees and stuff. I know I wasn't getting all the nutrition that I needed because when it comes to vegetables, I'm very picky. And I'm going to stick with it to do as much as I can. And taking those three vitamins with the vegetables and the fruit per day really helped me out a lot.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. This limited time offer will only be available until the end of the week, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hisamitsu.
From Talkers Magazine, the People List now, as we review the names that you may or may not have heard us talk about, or you may or may not have known these people in the top 10 list. Wow. Ellen DeGeneres and George Bush tied at number 10. Matt Lauer at number 9. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren at number 8. Mike Pence at 7. The Premier Erdogan from Turkey is at number 6. Rudy Giuliani, who sees himself as some kind of a leader, I guess, at number 5. Nancy Pelosi is at 4. Let's see how I do on this one. Every time I pronounce this guy's name, I kind of get it right. Volodymyr Zelensky, who is the leader of Ukraine. Number 2, Joe Biden and his son Hunter. And number 1, Donald Trump. I'm surprised his children are not in there, the 3 children that seem to be always kind of a part of what's going on with the Trump administration, the Trump family. Have you noticed that? That's the list from Talkers Magazine on the Countdown. Back to the Talk Radio Review with Rick Jensen from WDEL and Victoria Jones, the DC Radio Company, Doug Steffen here from the DJV program, and Good Day Health, and the American Family Farmer, and your Hidden Power.
Wow. Listen, wow.
Go to DougSteffen.com, check all those things out. Meanwhile, the severe weather, number 10 this week, this is certainly going to start a conversation about climate change again. And whether we, in the first week of October, ought to have 2 feet of snow in the Northern Rockies, listen, you make up your own mind. Just stay away from there. One thing I found out, because I'm flying this weekend, is how it has jammed and crammed all the east-west flights, because there were
really
a lot of flights that were canceling out of Denver and some of the other areas up in the eastern northwest, if you will. It was really, and the snow's coming down. As of we were talking and doing this on Friday, a lot of snow there, and the storms actually on the East Coast. There was a nor'easter that was supposed to pound and didn't really. One of the things that people are talking about, actually, I wonder if they are with you, Rick and Victoria, the lack of real clarity when it comes to weather forecasting, meteorologic. People are. They get angry. It's an inexact science because Mother Nature's liable, things change. So sometimes I thought most of the time they're predicting the short early on stuff is pretty accurate. The 10-day forecast usually are not
bad. 10-day, I don't even believe. Just be glad you're not flying to Japan.
Because?
With because they're expecting a typhoon that is the biggest typhoon since the late 1950s.
Ah, lovely. There you go. Yeah, no. I'm imagining a few cancellations there as well. They're hitting this weekend, is that it?
Yeah, imminent.
Yeah. All right, we'll find out next week on the Talk Radio Review whether the president has started another war or not. That'll be something we'll talk about during the week probably, too, on a lot of these stations that you're listening to. Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers. Veterans, tip of the day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is 53 at the hour. That's what it is. Time for us to review the top five technology items from the week, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to put a voice to her work. Number five, as we work to number one, is a focus on Hulu and offline downloads. Okay, so let's have it. Do I need to continue to pay for Hulu?
Yes, you do have to pay for Hulu. However,
but
the
should
offline,
I? Is it worthwhile? My pal
depends.
Jonathan Tucker is doing a movie. They're doing a whole group of stories, and each
for
one
Hulu?
Of them has, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, all of the streaming services are really putting a lot of money into original programming, and that's gonna this time next year we're all just gonna be scratching our heads trying to figure out how we're gonna pay our bill for
to watch. You're gonna go back to regular TV because it's too damned expensive.
So Hulu has now added offline downloads, meaning just like Netflix and Amazon Prime, they're really behind on this one actually, but it means that you can download in advance movies and TV shows and things that you want to watch if you're going to be without a Wi-Fi or internet connection. So if you're going to be boarding a flight and you want to stock up on some old episodes of The Golden Girls, you can do that on Hulu. The only thing is that you have to have the premium plan in order to do this. So the $11.99 a month plan is the only plan that will allow you to do offline downloads. If you have the basic plan, which is $6 a month, you won't be able to. So again, it's yet another thing. You have to make the decision who has the best programming for your lifestyle. and then decide who gets your $12, $13.
I want to know where the farm programs are. I want to, what network, which one of these streaming services has the farm programs? That's what I want to know.
I am unfamiliar with any of them having that.
Uh-oh. All right, number four.
In a major step in Apple's push to market its Apple Watch as a health and fitness device, it's working with private Medicare insurers. And so Devoted Health is a Medicare company that's based in Florida for right now. That's the only place that they are that they have coverage. But they have 4,000 members, and they're offering a $150 discount in what they call wellness bucks towards the cost of an Apple Watch. And an Apple Watch, the new Series 5, will be about $399. And so other Medicare Advantage insurers are also looking to do similar things. They want, basically, they want people to have, the thing about the Apple Watch, it's waterproof, so you can, if you have an elderly relative, make sure, you know, you want to make sure that they're wearing it while they're in the shower or the bath. It has a heart rate monitor, and it has fall detection. And those are the real health benefits.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up!
Exactly. And those are the real health benefits of the Apple Watch. And not to mention the fact that you can also transfer your health data, and you can actually send that to your doctor's office, which is also pretty cool. So Fitbit is similar. It has a lot of the same features. I don't know if it has the fall detection, but Blue Shield of California is also getting involved in this, and a lot of corporations want their employees to move more, so if you hit 10,000 steps a day, some companies are actually giving you a discount on your health insurance for that reason. But
free fish sticks on Friday.
Yeah, I think in the Medicare arena, I think it's a great thing to give discounts on those.
Number three, Uber Pets. Let's get a ride for our pets.
Yeah,
can you put
Uber,
a dog in a car without a person? Take the dog somewhere?
No, if you book the if you book an Uber or a Lyft right now, it's very up in the air. If the driver shows up and you've got your dog or your cat with you, some of the drivers have allergies. They don't want to pick you up if you've got a dog. Yeah. Now Uber Pet is actually launching a program that will be a surcharge of $3 to $5 included in the upfront pricing if you check off that you have a dog with you. So they're going to start this program on the 16th of the month, and they're going to test it out in various cities.
Wait a minute.
And then we'll see what happens.
If you have an allergy to dogs, you're going to pet to pay the drivers.
Certain drivers will opt out if they don't want to take pets. Yeah.
Okay. Number two, time to get your real ID. This is very important. Listen up, boys and girls.
Yep. Starting October 1st of next year, the real ID law takes effect. Now, this is the enhanced driver's license. This is the only way you'll be able to fly domestically unless you want to use your passport. 3 out of 4 Americans do not have a real ID, even though this will be a hard and fast law.
Don't have a passport either. Yeah.
And most people don't have a passport. They say that 78,000 people are going to get stuck at the airport the day one next year. So don't be one of those people.
FBI number one.
Yeah, the FBI made tens of thousands of unauthorized searches related to U.S. citizens between 2017 and 2018. And so they are in big trouble. Right. They spied on their friends and family, ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, you name it.
Great.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Victoria. Good rundown. This is the DJV program at, no, it isn't either. It is 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.